Looking forward to the V8s again this weekend down there in Tasmania, the Super Sprint. And we're watching the V8s a little differently this year. It's changed channels and it's also on Fox Sports, and Mark Scaife finds himself there now. G'day, Scaife.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. You've sort of departed the old team. How's it feeling?
Well, you know, it's a little bit different, obviously, in the makeup of how the telecast works, because essentially there's Supercars TV, which are providing the sort of central services for the broadcast, but Fox Sports and Network 10 are putting that to air, and Fox are the sort of primary broadcast partner. So they're very, very committed to it, and very keen to obviously now, you know, covering everything live and in HD. So it's a new phase, a new era for the game, and something that I'm really looking forward to. Russell and I with Jessica Yates are hosting it.
Mark, give us your insight, if you can, to the shock of Marcus Ambrose. Well, I know he's driving the endurance, right? But he's effectively quit the V8 Supercar Series with Penske. What's your take on it all? Were you blown away by it?
Oh, I was certainly surprised. I suppose one of the things that, you know, we've got to be very careful about with the way that we treat this and the way that we perceive what Marcus has done. It's been a huge change for him. You know, he was the champion here, two-time champion. He went to the States for 10 years, basically competed at the highest level in NASCAR, uprooted the whole thing in terms of bringing his family back to Australia. The demands on him to almost reinstate that level of performance and dominance that he had before he left. With a new team, with only one car in that team, so there's no teammate to compare against, etc. It was a very, very tough assignment. And I actually thought that he did a really good job at Clipsall. He was the fastest Ford. He was in the top 10 on the Sunday there. And probably as a consequence, everybody was sort of thinking, you know, after that performance, wow, you know, they're on the way here. But the reality of it is that it's a tough game. It's at Tasmania this weekend. We'll have probably 20 to 25 cars within half a second, within 0.5 of a second. It's the closest motorsport in the world. So for Marcus, that demand and expectation is very high.
Yeah, it is remarkable how close they are, mate, and still the start of the season. So they're seeing what the pre-season was all about, or the off-season. The first round, Jamie Wynn Cup, and then a big win to James Courtney on that Sunday. And then Mark Winterbottom right through the Formula One weekend. Obviously no points there, but that was good for Frosty.
It was very good, and very good for Ford with the new model FGX car that ProDrive were running. They had a 1-2 in every race. It's a very fast, open, flowing style of racetrack, the Melbourne Grand Prix layout. So when you look at that layout and you think high-speed sort of circuit, high level of grip, that the car responded very well to that, a lot different to Clipsall in terms of the makeup of the track. So it'll be interesting over the next three or four race meetings is to sort of see what that form brings and whether that level of competition from the new model Falcon is maintained.
And down in Tassie, mate, a different style of track. Who do you think will dominate?
Well, over the years, Triple Eight have been the team to beat. They won all three races here last year. It was drama. I think you may remember that Wing Cup ran into the side of Lowndes in one of the races last year. The teammates made contact, and
that's right.
And Lowndes went off the road, and he fought back fantastically. In fact, he won the Sunday race. So they've been the benchmark team over the years. It looks like HRT have gained some ground. Garth Tander has been very good here. He's won seven times. As you said, Courtney was very good at Clipsall. It will be interesting to see how Mostert and Frosty go, because even though this is quite tight at either end of the track, it's similar to the Melbourne Grand Prix in the middle of the circuit. So I don't know who I'd put my money on at this point, but I think at this point you'd have to say that HRT are coming back.
And, mate, the regulations this year, is there anything that's changed that is quite significant, Scaife?
Not really. I mean, it's basically an evolution of where we've been in. Some of the tyre rules, etc., have been slightly changed. But in terms of the overall regulations, good regulations need to be stable. And that's the nice thing about our sport. Things haven't changed very much, which is always a good sign. When you tip car racing or the industry on its head. Mm. You know, it's very hard to from a cost standpoint, maintain, you know, good competitive level playing field. And what we've got at the moment is probably the best we've had for a long time.
Good on you, Mark. We look forward to the coverage of the V8s from Tassie all over the weekend. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.